as we're getting started here, I wanted to one of the big reasons why I have put this audio series together for you. When you're reading the book, whether it's online or in a PDF format, it's very hard for me to be able to get my tonality and the voice inflection and kind of understand exactly how that comes across. So basically what I wanted to do was go through the process, you know, just give you some examples and kind of role play myself talking how I would talk to women. I'm also going to say some of the things that the women would say and have said to me on numerous occasions so you can get a real feel of what that sounds like, a real feel of how a confident, strong, centered man approaches relationships with women. One of the things is that it's important is that I read one time that human beings only retain about 7 to 10% of what we hear for the first time. So in this series, you know, not only with the series but with the book, you're going to either read it or you're going to want to listen to it, you know, definitely more than once. When I was learning this stuff, I remember when I really thought that I had really got it. You know, I was out in the dating world and I was getting success and I was using these new strategies and techniques that I had developed. Some of them I had read from other authors. And what happened to me, and I guarantee you this is what's going to happen to you, once you really start to develop this awareness and you're putting out who you are into the world, the strong, centered man that you already are inside, and you start showing it and exhibiting it, the universe invariably has to challenge you. So what's going to happen is you're going to draw a woman into your life that's exactly what you're looking for. And if you don't really know this material, you're going to start to make mistakes. And I'll just tell you what happened in my case. You know, I was very cocky. I thought I had got it. And I met this woman that I just, from the moment I met her, I was just completely blown away. I mean, she had red hair, she had green eyes, she had an incredible figure, nice skin. I mean, she had the sweetest voice, and she was so incredibly charming. She was very talkative. I mean, just an incredibly sexy and very feminine woman. And I just completely played my cards right for about the first couple weeks. You know, I've got it. I got it all figured out. And so we started dating, and just basically everything just completely went out the window. I thought I already had it, and I already owned this stuff, and I started living it. Boy, was I was in for a a rude awakening. About 3-4 weeks into the relationship, what happened is things started going squirrely. I mean, it went from her calling me all the time to now she all of a sudden's not available, and I'm actually found myself pursuing her and thinking, what's happening? She went from being all over me to basically not being able to find the time to spend with me, and I was absolutely devastated. You know, I was, you know, moving forward. I went from seeing her a couple times a week to now the only time I talked to her was when I called her. And the thing that just really scared me the most is that I thought that, oh my God, I've screwed up. I've completely lost her. I've just ruined everything. And so I went back to my books and my notes and just started reading and rereading. And I realized, like, oh my God, I've missed so much stuff. And I just thought, oh my God, I've been screwing up here and I've been screwing up there. And just, oh, and I felt horrible that, you know, once I read through all this stuff. So, you know, the reason I mention these things, I know I'm shit in the book, is that I, you know, please take the time to read this stuff and listen to it and just own it, because what's going to happen is when you least expect it, you're out there and you're cocky and you're confident and you're living who you are inside, a woman's going to come along that is going to be intimidating, and she's going to challenge you, and you might get some initial success in the first few weeks because of how effective these strategies are. But once she starts to sense that you don't completely own your masculinity and you're unsure of yourself because you don't know these things, she's going to start testing you. And when she starts testing you, what's going to happen is you're going to back up and you're going to start failing her tests. And when you start failing her tests, she's going to start to pull away. And if you don't are not able to recognize what's going on, it's going to cause you to start running after her and pursuing her, which in turn is going to cause her to start pulling away even more, because she's going to sense weakness, she's going to sense neediness, she's going to sense the fact that you're unsure of yourself. And any time a woman in a relationship senses a weakness in the man that she's with, it doesn't matter if they've been together for 20 years or they've been on two dates together, she's going to pull away and test. It's just naturally the way they are, because they want to make sure that the man that they're either in relationship with or potentially getting in a relationship with really owns his strength and his masculinity. And so one of the other things that I think is really important is that, For all you married guys out there, you may be thinking, a lot of this stuff is dating stuff. I want to get to the stuff that's important about, what do I do to turn things around in my relationship? Well, the thing that you've got to understand is that all of us know a lot of these things that I talk about, but not all of us know everything that we need to know. And one of the most important concepts that I teach and is so critical to the long-term health and happiness of you, not only your relationship with your wife, but with yourself, but also your kids, your family, the ones that are looking to you and your girlfriend, your wife, to potentially, once you have kids, to be the example, to be the model. And so the way to maintain that love and that happiness in the relationship, a big part of it is the courtship. And the courtship, all these skills go hand in hand, so that's why it's important for you married guys and the guys that are already in a relationship with a girlfriend for a long period of time to understand all of these concepts, about the dating process. One of the things that I talk about in the book is I've got a table in there that shows you exactly what a woman's going to do with her interest level. If her interest level is in the 60 to 70% range, this is the way she's going to respond towards you, and this is the way she's going to treat you. If it's in the 90% range, this is the way she's going to treat you. And I guarantee you what will happen, because this has happened in my own life, is that at some point you're going to get complacent, you're going to get comfortable, you're going to get cocky, you're going to think, oh, I've got this stuff figured out. I mean, this happened to me one time, years ago when I was with my girlfriend I was head over heels in love with, and I was just so full of myself and thought I'd got it. I mean, we'd been dating continuously for probably 6 months at this time. She was in love. I mean, just a month before, she was, picking out colors for our house that I was talking about looking at buying a new house. And so she already saw herself moving in this house, us getting engaged, and she was bringing all these things up. She was looking at furniture catalogs, and so I'm thinking, oh, I got it. And then a month later, I'm actually out at dinner one night, and I'm having some cocktails with I was actually in the mortgage business at the time, and one of the guys that was the account executive for this mortgage company that we sent, several $1 million a month to in business had took myself and all of my business associates, my loan officers, my real estate agents, a lot of our processors out for a night of drinks. So I was out, and I remember just sitting there, I just feeling so good about myself, and I just am on top of the world. My business is flourishing. I've got this amazing, drop-dead gorgeous woman as my girlfriend, and I'm happy. And then that's the thing about women, especially the beautiful ones, that they know how to push your buttons, and when your ego gets a little out of hand, they know how to completely demolish you in an instant. And that's what my girlfriend basically did to me, was she just completely demolished me. I was sitting there leaning against the table having drinks, and she proceeds to tell me that she just said, I'm just not really happy, and you haven't been telling me how much you love me, and you just haven't been showing it. It's like I'm always telling you, and I'm letting you know how I feel, and I'm over it, and I'm just not happy about that, and I'm really mad at you. And I was standing there thinking to myself, what the hell happened? I mean, I thought her interest level was in the 95% range, and then she walked away from me, still pretty upset, and sat down with some of my other associates from the office. And I'm just sitting there, leaning against a table, just absolutely stunned. I mean, I just couldn't, it totally blindsided me. And so I sat there, and I started running through my mind a replay of what had been going on over the past 2, 3, 4 weeks. And I realized, oh, my God, I mean, she's not in love with me. I mean, her interest levels dropped down to the high 60s. I mean, just a month ago, I mean, she was, she was wanting to get engaged. She was picking out furniture and colors, and she saw herself in this house together. And now she's basically telling me how unhappy she really is. And, that if I don't get my act together, she's basically going to leave me, because there was a lot more that she had said to me that I didn't elaborate on. But when I started looking at how she'd been treating me and thinking back to interest level, and, it's like I had just completely switched off my radar and just become complacent and wasn't paying attention. And, I mean, I was just absolutely clueless at that point. And I realized that she was not in love with me anymore. And, that's what's so important for you guys, because this will happen. It happens to all of us. You get busy at work. You get caught up in your life. You're paying your bills, earning your living, and doing all these things. And this is what happened to me. And so I felt horrible that night. I mean, I didn't say much the rest of the night. And then You know, on the way home, we had a long talk, and I just, you know, I just said, "You're right. You know, I haven't been there, and I've been focused on work and other things, and I haven't been giving you the love and the attention that you deserve. I've been very selfish. I've been arrogant. I've been very cocky." And we talked a lot, and it took me about 2 weeks to get her back to the place where she was before, where she felt that amazing love. And she was talking about marriage and being in, you know, getting engaged and all those things again, and, you know, and writing me notes. And it's just, you know, for you guys that are married and been together for a long time, and that are, or that already have a long-term girlfriend that you're really in love with, this stuff is so importantly critical that you got to review this stuff from the dating world. So again, those are my tips on this course and how to use it, and what's really important to make sure you get the most out of it. So I'll see you in the next tape.